and talk radio about all things all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Intravenous and I am Pranjali, your co-host for today. And this is the campus community radio for Simon Fraser University, which broadcasts for the unceded territories of the Kwakutlum, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And for today's packed agenda, we will have a special guest to talk about the Two Spirits Proclamation Day, Jesse from CRBC. You'll hear from them in a bit. And before we delve into the conversation, I want to hear from my co-host, Vivian. So how are you?
Hello, hello. My name is Vivian, and I'm co-host here today, too. And I'm so glad that I can be here today and that we can finally be on air again, because last week I was alone, unfortunately, because you had your midterms and I still had so much fun because it was about International Women's Day, so it was on International Women's Day, but still, I missed you, so I'm glad that I'm here with you again and that we can talk about, what's going on and how we are feeling right now, what's going on with us, and I'm also excited for the interview.
I am also definitely very excited to hear what's happening. Except from that, I feel like midterms went well, mm-hmm. and there was like a lot happening the past week, and it's gonna be like the same until like the mid of April, you know, when finals are finally over. But mm-hmm. Other than that, like it's daylight saving times was happening, so like now, you know, you have longer days and it's more sunny, and I feel good. I'm no more depressed, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, and I love that it's sunny outside. I love sun and it makes me so happy. I don't know, it's like I would say this is a bad habit of mine, that I'm only happy when the sun comes out because otherwise it's cloudy and I don't have any motivation to get up in the morning and to go out. But today I looked out of my window, I was like, hey, it's so sunny outside. I'm so motivated to go outside, but I'm still really tired because of the time shift and stuff. I'm not really tired in the evening, and I went to a hockey game yesterday evening. Yeah, to the Canucks game. It was fun. They won, so it was good. Yeah. But I was home late, and then I woke up early this morning. But then I also missed my bus. But I was still happy because the sun was shining, and I was standing in the sun. I was like, yeah, finally we have some spring here. But I don't know. All of the time, like, only have 1 month left. It's crazy.
And I'm leaving. No, don't talk about that.
I'm so sad already, and I'm not even leaving right
now. No, don't say that, please.
Yes, I don't.
You would be, like, my first, like, official co-host, you know? So I would miss you very dearly, and I really hope we could, like, stay connected in some way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I hope so too.
I want to hear where we end up, what's your story, what happens, and I'm always rooting for you, always know that. Aww. And I wish you all the best with everything that you do, and we'll not be sad for today. What are your plans for the, I guess, because like it's Wednesday, so like you need some motivation for the weekend?
Yeah, for the weekend. Oh, yeah. Actually, I was planning to go to a fashion show on Saturday, but unfortunately, I cannot attend because of family circumstances, but I will also go on vacation next week. So unfortunately, I'm not there next week. So Pranjali is going to host Intravenous next week alone. And then in 2 weeks, I will be back, or we will be back with a very interesting interview with Paola about their new game, Interrobe Bang, is it called?
Yes.
And I would like to try it out. I don't know if we can try it out before the show. Maybe it is possible, so that we kind of give our opinion about it, so that we kind of have an experience with it. And I'm excited because it's going to be a live interview, and I love live interviews, or I like it better than pre-recorded interviews. And yeah, I had a live interview yesterday and it was so much fun with a singer-songwriter, and she was amazing, and that was so much fun. So I'm excited for today too, because it's also going to be a live interview via phone though, but still live.
Yeah, it's so much fun, like you don't have to edit and it's all good, like you have to go with the flow kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
And I really love like those conversations which are like not made up, and you just like go and talk, and you have so much to talk about. I feel like that is the sort of thing that hooks me to radio, because like having conversations, talking to people, that is the best part, at least for me. Yeah, because like I love talking, and I could like I could like talk forever, just by myself. So that is why I like the song by Miley Cyrus, which is like, I can talk to myself.
Oh, you know? Is this the one where like I can buy myself the flowers? Yes, I love that song. It's so good. And I don't know, it fits also very good because this month is Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of focusing about female's music and female artists and try only to play female artists this month. And I'm excited because tomorrow I will be hosting my own show, so the open mic, and I will talk a little bit about Women's History Month. So if you're interested, you should tune in. You also should tune in into Pranjali's open mic today.
Yes, and I will be actually talking about history of women in computing.
Ooh.
So like the very beginning of like computing, and also like mainframe computers and like all those like basic technology, like computer technology.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's definitely understood that it's men who are like coders and so on, but the history of like women is mostly women of color is forgotten in there. Mm-hmm. Because they also played a very big role in, especially in like after the World War, and during even the World War, there was like a lot of hiring of, mm-hmm. you know, females for these kind of positions, because mostly men were sent to like the war zone. So like they had to like participate and become like part of the economy. And but there were like different extraction mm-hmm. processes, even though like they participated, they were never paid the same or even like nearby. So like, mm-hmm. and even the positions that they got, like they could never like rise up to any like, let's say, executive level at all. They were like red taped to remain in that same position. So a lot about women in computing history would be talked, I guess, from 1 to 2 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So interesting. You should definitely tune in. And I'm going to talk about women in music and how, I think women in music are underestimated. And I have also for today's show, we don't have many songs for today because we have this cool interview planned, but I have two songs with two women or from two women that I really like, and they kind of give me power and strength. But I will talk about women in folks music, because folks music is not like very popular. I mean, here is more popular than in Germany, for example, but I really liked folks music, and not only folks music, but especially country music. And I would say women in country music are totally underestimated, and you only hear men in like the popular country music. And that's why I'm only focused on playing, or I will play only female artists, and I'm excited for that, because it was actually hard to find only female artist for today's for tomorrow's show, actually. So I'm excited, and we are going to have so much fun tomorrow. So tune in from 1 to 2 p.m. It's called Coffee Time, or it's still an open mic, but I'm working on an intro. So I might play an intro tomorrow, which I'm excited for. So amazing.
Well, for country music, like one person that just like comes from top of my mind is Taylor Swift. Would you have her songs there?
Of
because
course.
For people who don't know, like, I love her so much. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm such a Swiftie. Like, such a Swiftie. Yeah.
Actually, I wrote one song down. I forgot which one it was, but it was cool. So I wrote it down. I mean, we try to focus on local artists, but sometimes you're just in a mood for play a famous person like Taylor Swift, or I don't know which one I played. I played Amy McDonald last week. And you know the song "This Is the Life"? It was stuck in my head.
Yeah, it is so
good. I had to play it. It was so much fun, and I vibed, and it was so nice. So if you wanna tune in for some cool music, you should stay here, and also tune in tomorrow and today in our open mics. And I'm excited for the interview, and we are going to call Jesse soon. But before that, we are going to play two songs. The first song is Suki Waterhouse. I only named her before with Neon Signs. I really like the song. And then we will hear Kali Uchis, I think that's how you pronounce it, with Moonlight. I really like her, and they're a powerful woman. And this month is supposed to be for the woman and all about the woman. I mean, not only this month, but every time and every time we are here, we try to play female artists and support them. So I would like to play them now.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go and tune in. Enjoy Suki Waterhouse with Neon Signs. I follow the neon signs to your Hello and welcome back here to Intravenous. My name is Vivian and we are going to hear the interview now. The interview is going to be with Jesse from CBRC and it's going to be about their proclamation of the Two Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQIA+, a celebration and awareness day. So hello, Jesse.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
So great.
And you came here from CBRC. Can you tell me what is CBRC and what is your role there?
Yeah, totally. CBRC stands for the Community-Based Research Center, and it's a queer research organization and a nonprofit that started in the early 90s and has grown to a national organization since then, focusing on queer-based research and to support the queer community. And my role is the Two-Spirit Program Manager. So I support and work for and with the Two-Spirit community across our country.
Mm-hmm. And before we are going to jump into more detail about the proclamation and the celebration, could you explain what is Two-Spirit? So what does it mean?
Yeah, so Two-Spirit is a term, an Indigenous-specific term that was... the actual term was birthed in the 90s, but the concept itself is as old as time. And it was born in the early 90s at a queer gathering in Manitoba, where we replaced a very problematic term that was being used to describe Two-Spirit folks. So basically, Two-Spirit is a pan-Indigenous term that is used, an umbrella term that is used to incorporate people's sexual orientations, gender expressions, gender identity, and a number of things. It's not just simply a queer Indigenous person, as there's a lot more history and cultural components related to being Two-Spirit. And it's a placeholder for terms specific to each community. So we're seeing a huge increase in Two-Spirit terms coming back as we continue to discover Indigenous languages.
Mm-hmm. And we came here all together to talk about the Two-Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQIA+ celebration and Awareness Day. So could you tell me, what is this day about? We just talked about Two-Spirit, so but what is the whole day about?
Truthfully, yeah. The day was born through years of advocacy and a lot of conversations in community led by our knowledge holder and a mentor of mine, Harlan Pruden, who is a Two-Spirit person who has really paved the pathway for many Two-Spirit folks across this country. And it's a day to acknowledge and honor Two-Spirit folks within the Two-Spirit community, but also with our allies and other folks who want to learn more. So it's to celebrate Two-Spirit people, but also bring awareness to Two-Spirit queer and trans Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell me a little bit more about the history? So how was the day born and what was the background of it?
Yeah, so it came through multiple conversations in community, and our first official day started last year on March 20th, which is spring equinox. So that's a very important day for many cultures throughout the world, but within Indigenous context, it's really about that time of refresh, reconnection, that in-between phase, and Two-Spirit folks typically walk in those realms of change and growth. So we decided to pick Spring Equinox. Last year, we were able to have an online event where a number of folks from across the country were able to join us, and we had a proclamation from the city of Vancouver. This year, we are doing an in-person event, and we got an official proclamation from the province of BC, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing for this year's celebration? So how will the day look like?
Yeah, so we're hosting an event on Monday, March 20th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Junction, which is a bar on Davie Street within the Queer District. It's 1138 Davie Street, and we'll be hosting a number of different pieces during that time, which includes Two-Spirit community members speaking about their experience as well as sharing stories. We have a number of different queer drag queens, our Two-Spirit drag queens coming and joining us, and really a time to celebrate and have bannock and tea, as well as there'll be some prizes and some other tables as well.
Mm-hmm. And you just talked about a spring equinox. Could you explain what that is for those who don't know what it is?
Yeah, so spring equinox is the first day of spring. It's the time that takes place, usually around March 20th, and it's the day where we start to see things refresh, regrow, plants really in and around March 20th, of course, but we see really that change in weather, but also in community, where we see the build, take down of winter pieces and building of our summer activities. So that's when a lot of times we would see the takedown of winter lodges and winter houses, and we would start to build our spring and summer housing within Indigenous communities, and it's that time of refresh.
Yeah. Nice. And that's why you're celebrating it on the March 20th, to have like a fresh start and a good celebration, I guess. And how can people attend? Do you have to buy tickets, or can you just go there?
Yeah, it's a completely free event. Everybody is welcome. It's to spread celebration and awareness. So Two-Spirit folks, queer and trans Indigenous folks, but all of our allies are also welcome to come and learn and celebrate all together, to learn what we're doing at CBRC, but also what's happening in community.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to check that out, you should go on our website, cgsf.ca. I will all link their information on our archives on Intravenous if you want to attend. And do you have a main goal for this year's celebration?
The biggest thing is visibility, to show mm-hmm. that even through colonization and a number of other horrible practices, Two-Spirit folks survived, and we continue to thrive, and to really acknowledge the resurgence and advocacy of our Two-Spirit elders and knowledge holders who have paved this path.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think this Awareness Day and this celebration is so important for our community?
To push back against the kind of heterocentric societal view of what is normal, and increase visibility of all folks on the spectrum of sexuality, of gender identity, gender expression, and really just increase visibility of expression of Two-Spirit folks.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything I've missed asking about, or that you would like to add for today?
Nope, just hope to see folks there. Very excited. We will be having door prizes and a number of different Two-Spirit folks, traditional songs, drumming, drag performances, snacks, all will be there. And again, yeah, it's a free event, just showing it's from 2 to 7 on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Sounds so nice. I'm very excited and hope that many people can attend. And yeah, thank you so much for this interview and for answering all of the questions. And before we are going to say goodbye, you brought a song here. It's Jeremy Dutcher by Mehikinat. Did I pronounce it right? Or how do you pronounce that?
Yeah. I can't do the actual proper, it's a Mi'kmaq word from the East mm-hmm. Coast, so I'm not able to actually pronounce it properly.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the song and why you choose the song to play today?
Yeah. So Jeremy Dutcher is a Two-Spirit singer from the East Coast, who is a beautiful human, and I was actually able to see them in perform at the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, Australia, just last week or a week and a half ago, actually. And he is changed the world of music, including traditional language in opera and traditional classic singing. So his voice is phenomenal. He is an amazing human and advocates for Two-Spirit folks, as well as his family advocates within healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds so amazing. Thank you so much for choosing this song, and thank you so much for being here today and for answering me all of the questions about the celebration and the Awareness Day on March 20th. Thank you so much, Jesse, and we're going to jump right into the song. Do you have any last comments for today?
Nope, I just hope everybody has a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. See ya, bye. And now we're going to tune right into the song Mehekinat by Jeremy Dutcher.
Yani Wedo